guide me through how you found this.
Yeah, I mean, so I started the week off with walkthroughs with each department. That was really insightful on really kind of tracing transactions through the accounting system. And then my next step was I called every investment institution we hold money with. And just through bank statements that came through the mail, I know that Wells Fargo and First Bank are primary financial institutions. So I had meetings with both of them and management there. And through all the latest bank statements as of 8/31, I compiled a spreadsheet of our listing assets. And yeah, I mean, under the borough's discretion, you guys have $35 million. Just a little bit more than that, actually, you know, that should be invested and monitored. I don't know how that slipped through the cracks over the last 5 years. It's kind of shocking.
Well before the
long time.
Okay, so
you're saying that we've got $35 million that's sitting there making a 0.5% interest.
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. So you have an operating account at Wells Fargo, a checking account, and that's got $13 million in it, roughly.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, you're not generating any interest there. So, I mean, especially with today's rates. You have two separate operating investment funds, one with UBS and one with Alaska Permanent Capital Management. One's $5 million, the other's 5.7. They're both generating nominal returns. Those are the ones that are generating 0.5%. This last fiscal year is what that was, that metric. So, any more questions on the actual summary of funds?
We are planning to bring that to the assembly at the next meeting.
Assemblymember Gilbert.
Well, I can remember asking the question about our checking account. Of course, I didn't know there was that much money in the checking account. But I specifically asked if we were dedicating a certain amount of that money to a bank sweep system or to short-term CDs. You know, 30-day CDs. And is that not being done?
No. That is currently not being done. The only CD that is of any significant amount that's held by the city is through a First Bank. It's a Myers Check Reserve account, and the amount is $693,000. It's a short-term CD that keeps on rolling over in the event that we have to use it.
So you're telling me that's just no CDs in the checking account, but we do have CDs, correct?
Yeah, you have.
Other than through the CPMI or,
Alaska Permanent Capital, APC.
Sure. So our operating investment fund is going to be composed of CDs and whatnot. I'm saying outside of that, at First Bank and Wells Fargo, we don't really hold any other CDs.
There are none.
Myers Check Reserve.
I was totally under, I know I asked that question and was told that we have those.
You know, you have the Barnes and Campbell Trust, which I don't have enough background on to tell you about, but those are both about $50,000 CDs. But
will you be able to have prepared for us by next week a full financial statement that we can pour over?
And yeah, I'd like certainly.
Next assembly meeting. And I'd like to have a workshop and I need you up front.
Certainly.
Walk us through. I want to know where all of the money is. I want to understand exactly what we have where. And, you know, really, the question is for me, like, you're kind of coming into something. There's some work here. What other resources do you need to be able to get us up and running and in a position to be able to pass the red face test with our community?
You bet. I think that's a great question. Kind of like I said before, like an audit's like a litmus test, and when you carry out an audit for 15 months and it stresses the system, and it's basically a failed system. You know, that can't happen because then it's infringing on our ability to budget and do all our other operational needs. So from an accounting structure standpoint, AccuFund is really vast and complex, especially over Lee and Joyce's tenure as finance director. Basically, there's a lot of redundancy in accounts, reclassifications. I mean, the whole system has been characterized by that. And the analogy I like to use is kind of like a hoarder in a house. I mean, they've created funds every year and never inactivated them, and there's several GL accounts. I mean, there's thousands of accounts, and it's just this web that's almost not comprehensible. And so my solution to that would probably be bringing in a consultant. I know that Jay Sweeney, he's the ex-finance director at Sitka, really well-regarded around the state. I think he would be good to first help me in closing out these books. It's a really, you know, sophisticated problem, but I'd rather get out ahead of it now and not have to do the audit, you know, in March and April, and I'd rather do it in December so it doesn't infringe on budgeting. I think that'd be the first step, is, you know, getting the books closed out with a consultant, and you know, maybe in conjunction with our auditing team at BDO. I think that would be pretty essential. You know, the next thing is just there's so many operational inefficiencies across. I mean, that was really insightful to go walk through each department. You know, I went from everywhere between the library to light and power to going to see Tom. We did a physical walkthrough with Tom, which was really great. But we're definitely a hard copy, manual, keystroke, you know, municipality. And we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be stuck in the 70s anymore. I think just to get some more automated processes, we just be a lot less erroneous when we're recording, and there'd be a lot less recoding and reclassifying at the end of every fiscal year. So, you know, the answer to that is just sitting down with department heads and, you know, revitalizing processes. I'll be able to give you guys a lot better insight after I get back from Juneau and Petersburg, which I'm taking off for Petersburg tomorrow to go shadow their finance director and department. And I'm going to be taking diligent notes on their processes, from everything from requisitions to payroll and you know, treasury, and be able to take that back and visit with department heads and get a process nailed down for our own municipality.
Is it possible for us to get a listing of every account that the borough has and
yeah.
where those funds are, so that we can pour through them and see what's going on?
Well, Robbie, you pulled a trial balance today for, what was it, maybe two different accounts or something like that, or two different funds, and it was 226 pages, so that gives you some insight on the amount of accounts that there is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please.
With approval of some of that, I would really like to direct the city manager to get this started on getting him help right away, like as of today.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
So I reached out to Jay today and asked if he could, Jay Sweeney, the previous finance director in Sitka, to find out if he could be available, and we're trying to meet with him to make those arrangements.
Okay. If he's not available, we need to find an alternate, and we need to get, you know, we need this cleaned up immediately. And so I would imagine that typically with sort of forensic work and reconstruction work, you bring in a team and they just go at it and
yes.
it's done and create it, and then they bail out. So I know we talked about the one particular person, the Russian gentleman.
Yeah, that's not
it. Not working out. Okay. So we need to figure out where those resources are. And I think the assembly overall is, I'm seeing a lot of nods
nodding,
here.
Yeah.
This needs to happen immediately.
Yesterday.
So I'd say it's a two-part, just to clarify, I think this is going to be a two-part process, right? I think we got to close our books and get the fiscal year 21 audit out of the way. Otherwise, this is going to be a process that drags on another 15 months and we'll be in the same situation. So we need to get out ahead of that. The second part is like the rebuild of the actual accounting structure within AccuFund. You know, my preference would be to like find a new system like Accel. I mean, it's not intuitive. It's not helpful for decision making. I mean, nobody can find reserve account balances for department heads to plan for their department. You know, so maybe that's a conversation I'd like to have down the road is maybe rethinking our software. You know, and I'm also going to say that the finance department is severely understaffed. I mean, Robbie here is doing IT, HR. He's doing the accounting generalist role. I mean, he's answering telephones like a secretary. It's infringing on our ability to meet our objectives and provide you guys the information you need to make decisions. So, you know, maybe that's a conversation where you guys reiterate that deputy borough manager role into it.
We'll come up with a plan.
But yeah.
Lisa, will you please arrange immediately to, if we've got to re-divert aids from other places or whatever it is. I mean, this is an absolute, you know, five alarm fire.
So yes, I will do that.
And
these are things that have been being talked about for a long time as deficiencies. So I am extraordinarily excited that Mason is getting to the bottom of this.
This is the first time for me I've heard any of this information, and I've been here 7 years. So it's terrifying. And I thank you, Mason. We appreciate your diligence on this, and we'll move forward and We'll look forward to your report at the next Borough Assembly meeting. I think you're right. Close it out and move on. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. So you said you wanted that to be on the work session, but I already have the Forest Service coming to do a report and update for a work session. Do you just want that to be a report, or do you want to put a work session on for a different day?
We need time to go over these numbers, and it needs to happen. We may need to ask the Forest Service to postpone coming in for the work session. This is, in my opinion, something that needs to be dealt with. And again, I will look around and see if I'm getting nods from folks, yes. But I think
well,
we...
What about a meeting before our meeting?
A special meeting?
Mm-hmm. So, Mason is going to be traveling. He'll be in Petersburg this week in June or the next week doing shadowing.
So, the earliest then we could possibly do it is... And does that give you enough time to be organized to come in to present to us, Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about after I get back from Juneau?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly. That's plenty of time.
And I don't want to discourage you, I mean, from closing off the budget. I mean, we, or not the budget, the audit. We've got to get that done.
It's yeah.
15 months behind. So,
when did you get back from Juneau?
I get back from Juneau the fall, this next Saturday. So, I'm leaving for Petersburg from Wednesday to Friday, shadowing them, and then I'll leave Wednesday through Saturday.
And I'm traveling for medical next week, so I really want to be here for this. So, let's plan for the meeting. Please cancel the Forest Service with our apologies, and you know we'll
ask him if he just wants to submit a report.
That would be great. Is he back in town? Do we know?
He would rather have a face to face with him at some time. But I don't think it's urgent.
Okay,
it's my direction, but
no, I agree.
Just to give it's not things. I think that he can just give us a list. We already know what the list is, so it's my input, okay. But not urgent.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mason.
You bet.
Appreciate that. Is there anything else you wanted to share with the assembly tonight?
I think that's great for now. You know, obviously we can talk about things in greater length. I want to hold everything up.
Well, I'm excited that you guys are getting on it, and
we're on it. You know, we're going to chip away at it. It's what I'd say probably a broken system, but it's got good bones, and we're going to build this thing back up. And you know, I'll get you guys your summary of funds next week, and you guys will know what we got.
Thanks, so, Mason.
Thanks, guys.
The bones are buried.
Once had a date set. Good morning. All right. Where are we at, Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, we're ready to go on to the next item on the agenda.
Okay.
We're ready for the Borough Clerk's Fund.
So the next item on the agenda would be the Borough Clerk's report. Kim?
Okay. So just a couple of things that is on my report. October 2nd, this Saturday is tax-free day in the community. And then October 5th, please remember to come out and vote from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nolan Center. And you're voting for our local election. I have absentee voting still going on until October 4th at 4 o'clock in my office. And anybody can come in and vote absentee. I was asked the question if they have to provide an answer, and the answer is no. I don't even ask. I don't really care. If they want to vote early, come on in. So, also, our surplus properties are going to be ending in less than 48 hours. And so far, the bids are out. They're exceeding the minimum and the reserve amount. So I'm really excited about that. And once those close, I will report on that at the next meeting how much those close for.
Just a reminder, those are the Edelman lots.
Yeah. There are several people bidding on them, so it's not just two people going back and forth. So I'm excited about that. Let's see, so the deadline to file for a write-in candidate for anybody that wants to file for that did not put their name in to be on the ballot is this Friday at 4 o'clock. And then, again, the deadline for absentee voting is Monday, October 4th at 4. The request to have a post-training session and work sessions for the Borough Assembly and the department heads. I talked to the mayor earlier, and I'd like to postpone that for now. And we do have for the newly elected officials the virtual training. And honestly, even if you're not a newly elected official and you still want to do that training, please let me know. I can sign you up for it. And those dates are November 9th and 10th. And again, those are virtually held. So you can do it from the comfort of your couch with your jammies on if you want. And that, I believe, is all I have, unless there's any questions.
Yep, go ahead, Ryan.
Did you also find $35 million?
I don't get a gold star.
I feel like that's going to be a tough act to follow.
That's a big no.
All right. Any questions for Kim?
I just have.
Yep, go ahead, please.
Have there been quite a few people coming in and voting absentee or voting early?
There have. I've had about 10 people who had me mail their ballots, and those are starting to trickle in, so I get really excited about that. I've had a couple people come in and do special needs, so somebody at home can't vote, they can come in and act as their representative. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody wants to do that, come in and see me. I can do that. Speaking to people at home. And then also people coming in, I've had about 27 people.
Oh, so that's good.
It could be better, but it's not bad.
Well, Kim, we really appreciate the effort you put into elections. You do an outstanding job, and I know it's really important to you that they're done well, and you're just, it's very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, no other questions for Kim. We'll move on in our agenda item. Mayor and Assembly Business, does anybody have any reports tonight? The one question I have, Kim, is there, when do we accept SEPA nominations or letters of request?
Right. I've actually had a few people contact me and to put their name in the hat, and I'm collecting those that I'll hold on to.
When do we officially put the notice, like, in?
I'm planning October 1st.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So if you're interested in being on the SEPA board on October 1st, you can put your name forward, just a letter of interest or an email to the city clerk expressing that you'd be interested in that, and we'll do those appointments. I believe the end of October is when we typically do them.
I have it on the notice when I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I believe it is going to be the end of October.
The end of October. Okay, perfect. And we have four positions we need to fill this year because we have two voting members and two alternates on the board this year, so we'll need four folks. Any other reports from anybody? Yep. Assemblymember Gilbert.
Maybe just a reminder to the public, is there tax-free day Saturday, this Saturday?
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. October 2nd.
And then October 15 is when property taxes are due?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yep. Good reminder.
Yeah. To remind the public.
And the election is on what day?
Oh, they can't get to it.
October 5th. Ooh.
Okay. Any other reports? Hearing none, we'll move on. And thank you. Okay, so item number 10, Mayor and Assembly Appointments. A, appointment to fill the vacancies on the CSWA, Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority Board of Directors. And we've had one letter of interest, and that was from Tom Weider. And with no objections from the Assembly, I'd like to appoint Tom to that board. And thank you very much for stepping up to do that, Tom. We appreciate that. And I would like to thank Chris Hatton for many years of service on that board. And she's stepping down and running for the port now. So appreciate her dedication to the community as well. There's no other appointments that, but we do have an alternate member position in that board as well. So if we could continue to advertise for that and try to find someone who's interested in going on that board, I'd appreciate it. Just out of curiosity, what is the commitment to that board? Is it four times a year, teleconference?
The meetings were a little inconsistent over the summertime, but I'd say we meet every month or every other month.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's a few meetings to be had, and you do it by teleconference?
Correct.
Okay. Fantastic. So if anybody's interested in the alternate position, so if Tom was away, remember, please let Kim know, send in an email or a letter of interest.
No other appointments. Public hearing. 11A, community development block grant, accepting alternative proposals for funding consideration and seeking further citizen views and community comments on proposed projects for funding under the fiscal year 22 community development block grant, CDBG, program and select a project. Now I have, thank you very much, Carol. This has to be done in a very specific way. So I, at this point, will declare the public hearing open. And I will ask Carol, is there any administrative reports?
Yes, and please bear with me. I have a lot of information that I need to go through that is required for me to go through in order for us to be eligible to make an application to this program. So the Community Development Block Grant, which I'm going to start calling CDBG. Can you all understand me enough with the mask on? Okay. It's actually federal funds that come to the state, and it's implemented through the state, through the Department of Community, Commerce, and Economic Development. The mission is to enhance the quality of life for low and moderate income residents. Wrangell, through an income survey that you might remember that we did in 2017, has been determined to be comprised of at least 52.8% low and moderate income residents, which I will say LMI if I have that to refer to that in the future. That makes us eligible to apply for this grant. The national goals of the program include providing financial resources to communities for public facilities, planning and special economic development activities that encourage community self-sufficiency, reducing costs of essential community services, reducing or eliminating conditions that are detrimental to the health and safety of residents, and that assist in the creation or retention of jobs for low and moderate income persons. Statewide objectives for use of the funds is to provide the potential for long-term positive impact and to increase community self-sufficiency, reduce threats and conditions detrimental to the health and safety of local residents, construct improved public facilities and reduce maintenance costs, obtain design, engineering, and architectural or feasibility plans, support business development opportunities, fund projects that are included in a local community economic or capital improvement plan, and use local resources in combination with the CDBG funding. There's approximately $3.1 million in competitive grant funds for the state of Alaska. Each grant awarded cannot exceed $850,000, and there's a 25% match. A community meeting was held last Tuesday on September 21st to provide an opportunity for the community to provide input on potential projects that could be eligible and to comment specifically on some of the staff recommended projects under consideration. Nobody attended that meeting. There was additional solicitation through the radio, Facebook, website, bulletin board postings, newspaper and emails, and as of today, we received 3 additional requests. The CDBG funds can be used for the following types of projects: community development, which includes public facilities, not limited to construction of health clinics, for example, water and sewer systems, daycare centers, solid waste disposal facilities, docks and harbors, flood and drainage facilities, electrical distribution lines, property acquisition, fire protection facilities, and equipment. We last applied for the fire truck, and this was the funding source that we obtained that for. Transportation improvements, local service roads, boardwalks, barge facilities, and airports. Access to public facilities and structures, including removal of architectural barriers. Improved access for handicapped and elderly persons. Real property acquisition, building removal, improvement, and demolition. Fire protection facilities and equipment, acquisition, design, purchase, and rehabilitation. Can be used for planning projects, feasibility studies, data collection, land use plans, marketing studies, and other planning documents, but not engineering design costs. That would be one of the community development projects. Special economic developments, and this is very narrowly defined, but it would be associated with commercial industrial structures and job creation. The funds cannot be used to fund promotional projects, acquisition of land if no use has been identified, equipment if that equipment is not permanently attached to a building, government buildings, except for the removal of architectural barriers, or government operations or maintenance and operations. So, before I discuss any of the proposed projects, are there any questions regarding the types of projects that CDBG funds can be used for?
Any questions on the type of projects the funds can be used for? I think you're good.
Anybody
to keep
in the public?
Anyone in the public. Yeah, anyone at home.
Okay, I'll continue. So as of today, we have 10 projects on the list being considered. You have in your packet 7 of them, and I will talk about the additional 3 too. So what was suggested is a swimming pool facility improvements. which may or may not be eligible depending on which improvements to the swimming pool, because that would be a government building potentially. High school and middle school fire alarm system upgrades, the Myers Chuck Harbor replacement, the highway utility upgrades assessment to support infrastructure development from the mill property all the way into town, a child care facility, barge ramp repair or replacement design, and the upper reservoir bypass. Additional projects submitted were improvements to the PATS LTF landing area and the boat ramp there. The road repair work around town. Two people submitted that request to improve our roads from the drainage issue all the way to the surfacing, not just throwing rock on potholes, but to actually improve the roads. And then maintenance of city building facilities, which, as I discussed before, is not an eligible project. So in the packet that you have, we had recommended at the time when we first put this together to fund the high school and middle school fire alarm system upgrades. As we started working through that last January through a resolution, priority number two was the middle school, high school health and safety, life, health, and safety upgrades, which included the alarm system as well as the elevator replacement. So as we were discussing sort of this, right now the plan is that the elevator replacement is being designed now, and the plan would be to go out to bid for the construction in November or December. If the assembly and the school district is willing to or wants to delay that till probably April or May, we could include the elevator portion of that priority project with the alarm system. And that's what we're recommending at this point. That it would be, if you're willing to delay that rather than go on and build it, and I don't know the urgency of that, so that would be a call that you all need to discuss. But at this point, I'm recommending that the high school and middle school life, health, and safety upgrades, which includes the alarm systems and the elevators, is what would be funded through this program. And that would be a total cost of $725,000. So if you have any more questions?
The grant would pay for 75% of it.
75.
Correct. And so the funds that have been set aside for the elevator replacement, I think it's like $210,000, whatever, that would be the match to both projects. There's enough funds there to qualify as a match.
Okay. So now, are you done your presentation?
I'm done with my presentation. Unless you have additional questions.
Okay, I'm going to ask if there's any persons who have alternative project proposals who signed up to talk on this item and would like to be called up to the podium. Did anybody sign up?
No.
Is there anybody in the audience that would like to do an alternate proposal? Would you please come to the podium and state your proposal? Heading up there? You're messing me up here. Stop it. Okay. I believe that nobody wants to be heard, Carol, so I'm going to move on. No additional projects have been proposed. And I will clearly state at this time that no additional projects have been proposed by anyone. And then I would open it up to the assembly to ask questions of Carol or Lisa at this point. And then I believe that there's a motion. Does anybody have any questions? Yep. Bob, please go ahead.
Well, this is just maybe a bigger picture question, but is this a competitive process and we get one project, or is that part of the, is there some strategy in the size of these which would be more successful? Or?
I don't know that. It is competitive. There's $3.1 million and the maximum is $850,000. So it depends on what people are applying for. Perhaps it's strategy to do less if you do both components of that priority two project, you're looking at 725. If you just do the one, it's 475. There might be an advantage to having it a lesser amount. I don't know.
But some of these really larger ticket items might be more problematic.
On the list could be problematic. Number one, just to find the match. Based off of what department it may be in and what fund it's coming from.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, any other questions for Carol or Lisa? Okay, Carol, oh, sorry, go ahead, Patty.
Just a procedural question. Yeah. If we are going to do alternative one, I may have to recuse myself from this.
Okay.
May have to declare a conflict.
And that is due to it being a school-funded project?
Yes.
You are currently a serving member of the school board.
Member.
So I'm going to hear that conflict of interest right now, and I do not believe that you have a conflict as
okay.
We have no personal vested interest in that. And unless the assembly would like to dissent on that ruling, I'll declare you do not have a conflict. Thank you. As a procedural issue, I believe, Carol, do you need me to read in that the statement that's on this agenda statement at the very top to the record? I did not do that. Now I'm worried that I don't mess up.
I'm not sure on the accepting alternative.
Yeah.
Read that in.
Okay. Did I? Okay. Sorry. It's a little blurry. All right.
You can close the public hearing.
Oh, close the public hearing and I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1616.
Wait.
Yeah. Move to approve the high school and middle school life, health, and safety upgrades, which includes the fire alarm system upgrade and the elevator replacement as the selected project for the FY21 Community Development Block Grant Program.
And moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Hal. Any discussion?
I just have one.
Yep, please go ahead, Ann.
Have they started tearing into that elevator shaft yet?
No, they're doing the engineering design work.
Oh, they're still doing that. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor
Pasanka? Yes. And thank you, Carol, for those detailed instructions. I appreciate it. 13A, approval of contract award to BW Enterprises, LLC, in the amount of $23,936.45 for the Skeet Range Site Improvement Project.
Move to approve a contract award to BW Enterprises, LLC, in the amount of $23,936.45 for the Skeet Range Site Improvement Project.
Moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa, do you want to walk us through that one?
Thank you. This is phase one of the Skeet Range improvements, and this is coming out of the NRA grant, and so there's approximately $30,000 remaining in this project for grant funds, and that'll be used for additional work in the future.
Thank you. I'd also like to mention that Assemblymember Powell was instrumental in securing those funds up in the NRA and walked away with the majority of the funds. And so we really appreciate the effort he put forward with getting this grant for our community. It's such a worthwhile project. Is there any questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Horson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Item 13B, resolution number 09-21-1610, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Rango, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the Marine Service Center Fund by transferring $10,000 from the Marine Service Center reserves to the Marine Service Center Professional Contractual Services account for the Marine Service Center business plan and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1610.
Moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa, do you want to give us an update on that?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. One of the things the Assembly has been actually waiting for quite some time is a business plan for the Marine Service Center to understand what the needs are, forecast it into the future, and be able to set rates, especially lease rates, appropriately. And Steve Miller's been working diligently to try to come up with a contractor to be able to do that. He reached out to the person that did the original business plan, and that individual is out of business. And so he looked at a number of alternatives and was able to get a hold of.
Oof.
Everything okay?
Well, yeah, I know we were just the person that did our business plans out of business. Oh. So it was sort of like, oh.
She's a consultant that I know, and she's retired.
Okay, sounds good. That's better.
She's retired. Sorry about that. He got a hold of Rain Coast Data, and she's put together a plan that includes some great analysis of the business in comparison to other similar, facilities around the state, and looking at a cost analysis for the equipment and the operations going forward.
Excellent. Any questions on that? Assemblymember Gilbert.
This is the 30-year plan, correct?
Yes.
Could I ask you, with the assembly's approval, to instruct them to kind of partition it off into maybe a 5-year, 10-year, 15, yes, and 30, so that we don't have to look that far in the future, because, quite frankly, 30 years isn't going to do us too much good. 5 years would be more beneficial, I think.
Yes, we will ask for that. I think the plan, or the tool, the dynamic Excel spreadsheet that you talked about providing, that allows for different scenarios to be put in, should be able to help forecast that on those smaller incremental year time frames. But we'll make sure we ask that of her.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Carson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. 13C, approval of professional service agreement with Rain Coast Data in the amount of $10,000 from the Marine Service Center business plan.
Move to approve professional service agreement with Rain Coast Data in the amount of $10,000 for Marine Service Center business plan.
And moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa, this is obviously just the transfer of the funds.
This is obviously the follow-on. This wasn't in the budget, and so to be completely transparent, we're bringing the contract award, even though it's within the manager's authority.
Thank you very much. Any questions or discussion on that item? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. Item 13D, resolution number 09-21-1611 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the Harbor Fund by transferring $8,000 from Harbor Reserves to the Harbor Facility Repairs and Maintenance Account, and authorizing expenditure for the Myers Chuck Float Plane Dock Replacement.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1611.
Moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Gilbert. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the follow-on to the purchase of the airplane float that was made earlier this year. It's here, and Steve Miller has been trying to work out the logistics for getting that down to Myers Chuck and getting it installed. And he's put together a group of folks to help provide that, and we just need this additional small boost to be able to bring that all together. And part of the reason why you're not seeing successive contracts under this resolution is there's three different players involved here, and costs are estimates, so it's a little bit of an ebb and flow here, so it was difficult to do that with just this expenditure.
So the question I have is that what facilities are currently, what have we done down at Myers Chuck? Have we replaced the airplane float?
No, this is
this
taking
is the airplane
we
float
have
itself.
The float. This is us taking the float down and putting it in.
Did we reimburse those folks? We did.
We did.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. And so they got their money. Yeah. All right, great. I went down with Lisa, and we went and toured this facility, and this is really vital to these folks, and they are members of our borough, and we need to be attentive to their needs. And so I'm really glad to see this moving forward. So thank you,
Mr. Mayor. If I may add, items you heard Mason talk about tonight is the Myers Chuck Reserve. So when the borough was formed and Myers Chuck was put in the borough, they came with some funds associated for working on the dock there. Half of that money was spent intentionally. This was done intentionally at Shoemaker Bay. The other half remains there. We are not breaking into that Myers Chuck Reserve for this. We're taking it from Harbor Reserves because we have a little bit of money here, and these are small costs, and we want to be able to save that Myers Chuck money for the major float replacement down there.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymember David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor
Bisanco? Yes. Item 13E, Resolution Number 09-21-1612 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the approval of the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority CSWA Tire Cutter Community Operation and Maintenance Agreement.
Move to approve resolution number 09211612.
Been moved by Howe.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you're aware from previous discussions, we had two staff here in Wrangell that recommended we purchase a tire cutter. That information was brought up by me at a Southeast Conference board meeting. Southeast Conference actually is the oversight organization for CSWA, and CSWA took that up. They had some money set aside. They purchased the tire cutter, and it will be traveling around to the different member communities. Wrangell is getting the tire cutter first. The CSWA group got together and came up with developed these operation and maintenance agreement that each of the member communities has to sign and abide by. Our attorney did review this. Tom went through it with everybody at the CSWA board, and so we're bringing it here to you now to approve that so that we can operate this thing and get rid of those tires.
Right on. Okay, any questions on the tire cutter?
Well, just for the community's information, there's seven communities that are sharing this, and the community has to pay the cost of transporting the machine to their community, and then they pay $25 a day for the use of it. Is that correct? Yeah.
And Mr. Mayor, as I understand it, the community that's using it is responsible for maintaining it.
Perfect. Tom, you have something you want to add to that?
That's not fully accurate.
While the machine is here in town, you're responsible for, you know, greasing, make sure hydraulic fluids, checking the oil, your basic day-to-day maintenance. But the actual machine itself is going to be in Petersburg's motor pool program. Hmm. The biggest reason why it went there versus here is they had indoor storage.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13F, Resolution Number 09-21-1613 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2022 budget in the general fund, transferring $7,400 from general fund reserves to the administration professional services account for the shipping rate study and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1613.
Seconded by Morrison. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. During the recent visit by Lisa Murkowski, shipping rates, which are always an issue, was brought up as a subject matter to be discussed, and Senator Murkowski asked if we had documentation of the increase, and the mayor, after that meeting, got in touch with me and said, can we please try to do something? And so I reached out to Rain Coast Data, and we fleshed out a scope of work to be done for this, and this is the cost to go ahead and do that rate study.
This is important for us to do because we have lots of anecdotal and feelings, and my gut is, and you know, I sent a truck 5 years ago and it was this much and now it's that much, and it's an issue because there's multiple tiers for shipping. So the grocery store pays a different tier, and if you palletize it and if you don't palletize it. But we have to have something to move forward with as a community in order to have discussions, especially considering that the AML and Boyer agreement, or the original with Totem, I guess it was, that is going to be coming up for review again in terms of the antitrust.
Agreement.
We headed it off once without the state was looking at removing the antitrust, and the mayors kind of rose up in Southeast and we squawked, and they did not remove the antitrust legislation on that. And if they do, it could lead to one operator operating in Southeast, which could be devastating. So we need to have some data, and I think this is a good place to start. Any other thoughts or questions?
That Just that will also include shipping on the ferry, right? This study?
She is looking at the ferry and what the impacts of not of reduced ferry service have meant to the inability to ship. Yes, that's correct.
Any other questions or thoughts? Hearing none, pull vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13G, approval of professional service agreement with Marine Coast Data for shipping rate study in the amount of $7,400.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with Raincoast Data for the shipping rate study in the amount of $7,300.
Moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Powell. This, Lisa, obviously is just the expenditure of the funds we just authorized. Yep. So, is there any questions on that? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Persaud?
Yes. Item 13H, resolution number 09-21-1614. The Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of a filed public tidelands, a portion of lot 15, or filled, sorry, filled public tidelands, a portion of lot 15, block 12A, Wrangell Tidelands Addition, adjacent to lot 1-5, block 12A, ATS 83. Wrangell Tidelands Addition, Wrangell Townsite, Inner Harbor Area, Zoned Waterfront Development to Tidewater Investments, LLC.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1614.
Moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I may have Carol speak to this a little bit as well. This has been a long process, and I think since 2017, this has been in play and the assembly approved, and we're finally at the point where we've got the appraisal back and we're ready to move forward with the sale of this property.
Thank you. Any questions for Carol? Carol, do you want to add anything? You got it.
That's hey.
Mr. Mayor.
That's it right there. Yep. Mr. Assemblymember Dalrymple.
I'd like to address this to Carol. It was just for my information. There was, I think it was an historical discussion that there was some approvals given in the past contingent upon the Alaska ferry system. Can you just update us on that?
Sure.
And how that applies to this or not?
So the original proposal was between Tidewater Investments and Brett Woodbury. He wanted to fill in front of his property and kind of even it out there. And what he was trying to do on his property could potentially impact the arrival of the ferry to the dock. So his portion of that project was contingent on that the Alaska Marine Highway System would approve that. And he tried to work with them and could never work that out. So Tidewater Investments has pulled away from that, and his part of this project has been removed from this plat.
Okay. Do you know what was the ferry system not responsive, or did they give an affirmative no?
They never gave an affirmative no, but there was great concern based on how his barge could be impacting the route into the dock.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carol. Any other questions? Hearing none, pull vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor
Persaud? Yes. Item 13I, resolution number 09-21-1615. The Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the Deputy Emergency Operations Manager's temporary position job description.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1615.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Great. And, Lisa, do you want to walk us through that?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. This, too, is a long time in coming. This position has been serving since the beginning of the pandemic, and it was brought online to assist in a number of different ways. I can go through those if you would like in the job description. I outlined a number of them in the agenda statement if any of you have any questions.
Does anybody have any specific questions for Lisa on the job description? This position is being funded fully by FEMA.
FEMA PA, that's correct.
So there's no cost to the borough for this position. Not hearing any questions, Lisa. Thank you. Poll vote, please. Kim?
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. Item 13J, resolution number 09-21-1609 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, designating canvas board duties to two assembly members and one qualified voting member of the community for canvassing the results of the regular election to be held on October 5th, 2021.
Move to approve resolution number 09-21-1609 that designates the canvas board for the October 5, 2021 regular borough election.
So moved by Gilbert. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Discussion, Lisa?
No, Mr. Mayor, actually, I'd like Kim. This is.
Oh, sorry, Kim.
That's okay.
Getting droopier.
So this is just, this is a requirement for the regular election. We have to appoint three members, typically of the assembly, to serve on the canvas board, to canvas the absentee ballots, suppression ballots, the by-mail, by-fax ballots. And this year I have two members of the assembly that can serve, and I am requesting, which is allowed, to have my deputy, Robbie Marshall, serve as well.
Excellent. Any questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor
Pisano? Yes. Item 13K, approval to hold a special assembly meeting on October 7th, 2021 to certify the October 5th, 2021 regular election. Someone make the motion?
Move to approve holding a special assembly meeting on October 7, 2021 at 6 p.m. to certify the results of the October 5, 2021 regular borough election.
Been moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. Kim, any update on that?
Again, this is, so this would be the special meeting that would certify the election based on the canvas board results and also the results from the actual election.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any questions for the clerk? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. Item 14 is our attorney's file available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session A, executive session to obtain legal advice from the borough attorney for the assembly and its members to avoid future legal liability and to also invite the borough manager into the session.
I move to go into executive session with the borough attorney to obtain legal advice for the assembly and its members to avoid future legal liability and to also invite the borough manager into the session.
Moved by Gilbert. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Morrison. Any discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisano?
Yes. And with that, we will recess at 8:43, and we will let you know, Kim, when we're back out. Thank you very much to everybody who came out. Thank you, Carol.